Please stand and sing with us number 64, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty.
And now, if you'll turn to page 881 for the Apostles' Creed. All right. I believe in God the Father, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From this he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
As you remain standing, let us pray together. Father God, as we come before you with our hearts open and our minds set upon the word, Let the words of my mouth and the worship of these people be pleasing in your sight. We pray for those who could not be with us, whether because of travel, sickness, or whatever. We pray for this nation and its leadership. We pray for the men and women who serve our great nation, that you will protect those who protect us. Finally, Lord, we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever. Amen. All right. At this time, we can have our ushers come forward. Let us pray. Our God, we just thank you for everything that you've given to us, Lord. We just ask that you bless these tithes and offerings and let it be multiplied for your will and your purpose. In your name we pray. Amen.
Please remain standing and sing number 57, "Oh, for a Thousand Tongues to Sing."
Glories of my God and King, my
right, you may be seated. You know, Keith Knight, the former pastor here, helped put together a sign that still stands on I-70. And it says, with a week like yours, you need a church like ours. And boy, ever is that more truthful this week than ever. Let me tell you a little bit about my own adversity this week. The cap on my front tooth, right here, I've had for nearly 35 years. And it decided to come off. So I'm walking around, as my brother would say, with a snaggle tooth. And kind of keeping my lips closed so that people don't notice the tooth. Now, that's not really a huge deal. But with the storms this week, lightning got our house not once, twice, but three times. And should I say, it didn't burn the house, so it's not quite so major. But the first thing that happened was our air conditioning unit decided to quit. And the motherboard was fried, and that was not a cheap piece of equipment. And me and my wife had to spend a night sweating. And I just shake my head and wonder, how did we ever get along without air conditioning? I mean, I myself can remember my parents having a car with no air conditioning, and we just hopped in, and it wasn't no big deal. But, whoa, boy. Also, our Wi-Fi box was shocked as well, and so internet was completely down. And then probably the most tragic thing was that our DVR box, our cable box, was struck. And what was so tragic about it is it had Super Bowl 50 still recorded on it. And for those of y'all that don't know, Super Bowl 50 was the very last game for Peyton Manning. And my wife had recorded it. And when the cable guy came, she said, surely it didn't wipe out Peyton Manning's Super Bowl. And he said, yes, it did. So rest in peace, Super Bowl 50. And finally, on a much more serious note, this week marked 1 year without my wife's mother and without my children's granny, who fought a courageous fight against breast cancer, and she is truly missed. So, it has been a week of adversity. And the question is, really, why do people suffer? Well, I have an answer. We suffer because of the original sin and the birthright that Adam sold away to the devil. He sold it because of a lie that we could be like God. And this caused so much adversity to enter the world. Death, disease, destruction, accidents. And yes, even lightning striking the DVR box. You see, Satan's job is to torment us. And it has been since day one. Satan has been after mankind since the beginning of time. So what do we do about it? Now, suffering and adversity can do one of two things. It can either crush you, or it can make you stronger. And God knows that this church has definitely, and the people of this church have faced many times of adversity. And you know what? In some cases, if we're truly honest, it crushes us and it makes us stronger at the same time. The scriptures give us hope. And so I'd like to read 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. This is from the NLT version. It says, "So be truly glad. There's wonderful joy ahead. Even though you must endure many trials for a little while, these trials will show you that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. So be truly glad. There is wonderful joy ahead." You see, adversity and suffering really is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to strengthen yourself and your faith. And even more important, it's an opportunity to show the light of Christ to others. Sickness and disease, accidents and death, they're all a part of this life. And being a Christian doesn't keep you from those things. I'm reminded of my great friend, Robert Stewart. And I'm especially reminded of two things that he said. The first thing that he said was that there's always someone worse off than me. And there's a lot of truth in that saying. The second thing he said, and Robert was a country guy with a seventh grade education, but wise way beyond any education that I personally have. The second thing he said was, "As long as the good Lord lets me put my boots on and the creek don't rise tomorrow, I'm going to live my life to the very fullest, despite what any doctor says." You see, Robert was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer at the age of 37. I never forget it. And he said, "Matt, my face is numb." I said, "Well, what'd you do? Did you hit yourself?" He said, No, I didn't." And the next words that come out of his mouth shocked me. He said, "Matt, I think I got cancer." I said, "No, man, no, you're too young. It's got to be something. No big deal." And he said, "I think it is." And sure enough, it was stage 4 inoperable brain cancer. But the thing that I've learned most about his life, as you can see, this is Robert, is his attitude. You know, despite the adversity, he always kept an attitude of faith. He definitely was, in every way, the very epitome of what Job was in the Bible. Righteous man, would give the shirt off of his back to anyone he met. His wife of 20 years left him during this time. She was addicted to gambling, and she took all of his possessions, took everything. And I said, "Man, what is wrong with her?" I said, "Robert, man, what do you want me to do? Man, I'm so angry with this woman. Why? Why'd she do this to you?" And I'll never forget the words that he said. He said, "You know what, Matt? All that stuff is just stuff." And I said, "Man, I just can't stand her. I don't want to use the word hate, but boy, I'm awful close." And he said, "Matt, I don't hate her, and you shouldn't either." You see, the wisdom in a man with a seventh grade education and the faith that he had. And like Job, Robert, he did get a little down, but you know what? He always did put his boots on. And he lived more in the 5 years that he had cancer than in the 37 beforehand. As you can see here, this was after one of his radiation treatments. Smiling. Man taught me more about life. You can't control pain or suffering, but you can control your attitude. And the attitude, like Robert, and the joy that the man had despite all the adversity has taught me so much. Attitude is everything. And you know what? Remember that everyone suffers, and it's a part of life. And sometimes you shake your head and you say, man, this is not fair. It's not right. And you know what? God knows your heart, and so don't fake your feelings. If you're angry, be angry. If you're sad, be sad. Because God knows your heart. And you're not going to hide from God. But you know what? He understands. And he understands because of his son, Jesus Christ. As we come upon July 4th, and we celebrate our Independence Day, we should never forget the soldiers who have suffered and who continue to suffer for our constitutional freedom. You see, I'm not the only one that suffered. And you're not the only one that suffered. This is one of the most iconic pictures in all of American history of six Marines. And I didn't actually know that there were six men hoisting the flag at Iwo Jima. But six men were hoisting it up. A true symbol of the American spirit in the face of adversity. You see, of these six Marines, only three returned. A few days after this picture was taken, three of these men sacrificed their life for our freedom. As some of us come closer to celebrating our independence from this world and going home, we should never forget that Christ suffered immensely so that we could have spiritual freedom and eternal life. As I was doing my research, I thought much about this. You know, Christ knew from the time, from the very moment, that he was to suffer for us to die on the cross. You know, it is said that he at least was scourged 39 times. Now, the 39 times aren't in biblical scripture, but we know based on Jewish tradition that 39 was the number of times that the Jewish law demanded. The fact is that the Romans were the ones who beat him. And the Romans were known for being brutal. And so we say 39, but honestly and truthfully, it probably was more. And the whip wasn't just any old whip. It had multiple tails on it with balls meant for beating. And it also had sharp objects attached for tearing and ripping through flesh and muscle. The very thought just makes me both amazed and I don't think I could do it. You see, Christ suffered for us first. And if Christ was willing to suffer for us, for our sins, for a chance at being in the kingdom of heaven, then what right do we have to say, why me? Suffering is all about attitude. Suffering is like fire to gold that purifies our faith. Like pure gold, let adversity not be your crushing point, but rather your purifying moment that makes you strong in the Lord. Remembering that suffering has brought you great freedom, whether that's constitutional freedom and the fact that we can stand and sit in this building and talk about Jesus Christ and not have to worry about persecution. Or even more importantly, the fact that we all have eternal life. Remember, Christ suffered for you so you can have this eternal life. And remember that all people suffer. Yet, we have wonderful joy ahead, and it's in Jesus Christ. As the Scripture says, these trials will only last a little while. But if we continue to put our boots on, encouraging others, and letting our faith shine despite adversity, Christ will be revealed even in our darkest hour. You see, Christ can use our adversity and can teach people just as Robert taught me. Christ will be revealed even in our darkest hour. And we can sing Sweet Freedom Song, proclaiming across this nation that we have victory in Jesus over our adversity, death, disease, suffering, and sin. If you don't know this freedom in Christ, I invite you to come up during the song of invitation. Adversity is just something that's part of life. Attitude is everything. And it is in Christ that we have victory. All right. At this time, I'm going to hand it over to Clayton.
Please stand and sing with us number 504, Without Him, just the first verse.
Remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the Christian flag. Stand, salute, and pledge. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior who stands. One brotherhood, uniting all mankind in service and in love. And
You may be seated. I would like to introduce our musical guest today, Dr. Joel Greenlee on the piano. He's a music coordinator at Roan State Community College. and Miss Elena Douglas on the trumpet, who, yeah, and you'll hear some more from them.
Thank you.
Boy, just some fantastic music today, isn't it? All right, if you'll stand with me one more time to honor our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. Stand, salute, and pledge. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Remain standing as we sing hymn number 697, My Country 'Tis of Thee. All right, let's let the choir go first. Actually, you may be seated. Little adversity.
Stand and sing with us, please. Number 697, America, My Country 'Tis of Thee.
Where my father's died last.
All right, well, what is a sermon on adversity without a little adversity? All right, and now our responsive reading, it is in your bulletin. Can't help but enjoy this fantastic music that we have today. Such a great job by the choir and all the musicians as well. Almighty God, we come to honor you this day. We come to acknowledge that you are the only one who can rightly lead and guide our country. I ask that you would bless our country with your wisdom, your love, and your compassion. May we be a people who are pursuing you and your plans for us, individually and corporately. Lord, we lift up prayer for our leaders. Lord, we ask that our blessings on our leaders. May these servants who are in the positions of authority take that responsibility seriously and do their best each day. May they realize the need for you and for your direction. May they hear your voice as they make their decisions. May they follow your guidance. May they have a passion for people, for truth, and for righteousness. Lord, we lift up prayer for our troops. Lord, we ask for blessings on our service men and women. We ask for protection for all our men and women in uniform, both here and around the world. We are grateful for their service and their dedication to keeping our nation safe. We pray that you keep them safe. We thank you for our blessings of life and liberty. May our country continually show love and honor to you. May our dedication to you cause us to reach out to all other nations and people, groups with a strong desire for peace and harmony to be displayed whenever possible. We ask all these things in your name and your beloved Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. And now for the benediction. Lord God, let us all go out into this world to face adversity head on. Let us be truly glad that there is wonderful joy ahead because of the power of Jesus Christ. May this be a blessing to all of you. Amen.